Fine. We have plenty of time this morning to talk about what's happening in the Brunswick area as we spotlight Brunswick and Medina County. And we've got with us this morning talking about the Medina County Convention and Visitors Bureau for links to festivals and shops, events, attractions all across the county. You can point your browser to visit medinacounty.com. And Dan Hostetler joins us to talk all about that. You're the encyclopedia of everything in Medina County, right?
I try my hardest. I won't say I'm completely.
Well, we are now approaching the fall, and we had talked with Tina from the library about the fall foliage tour. That's something that people come to the county to enjoy.
It is, and the fall foliage tour is a great event to come to. It's October 10th and 11th, Saturday and Sunday, noon to 6, and there are all kinds of farms, historical societies on the program, so you get to go out. It's a drive-it-yourself. As Tina said earlier, you can stop by our office and pick up a map. You can go to Medina County Park Districts and pull a map up online to print off, and you just go out and have a good time.
Now you just have to make sure that the leaves and the trees are cooperating, right? Because
the state says that second full weekend in October is always the best weekend for fall foliage in Northeast Ohio.
Don't argue with the state. That's all I can say. Or if it's not changing, you just keep driving south and keep going until you find something that looks like enough pictures as well.
But we do have some great country drives, even if the colors are not fully in. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about that, because this county is so diverse, and you have a lot of different things to promote, including those rural areas.
We do promote all the rural areas. We promote the Square Medina. We promote Lodi Station Outlets. We promote Wadsworth, Brunswick. Mapleside Farms is a fabulous place here in Brunswick to come to, especially in the fall, because obviously they have fresh apples. But they have a lot more, because they do all kinds of entertainment, and it's fun to bring the families out. They have their Pumpkin Village and all the events that go with that, the big slide, the big pillow, where you can... as kids, you can go out on this humongous pillow and jump and bounce. The slide is reportedly to be one of the longest in the United States. And, of course, the zombies are returning to the woods at Mapleside Farms, where you can do zombie paintball. What more can you
want?
It's
all about zombies.
What else does there need to be?
I know. You don't need anything else.
And once you get the zombies in your county, they're there for a while. It takes them a while. They're very slow moving.
Where are they going to go?
They take their time to look at everything that's going on. Not a transition that I want to make from zombies, but the Republican National Convention is coming next year. You're going to have a lot of people coming in to Cleveland for that. Surrounding counties, Lorain County, we've talked with the people over there. Medina County as well, going to hopefully benefit from the influx of people. What are you doing to prepare before that at this point?
There actually is an organization called Medina County Can. It's a collaborative attraction network, and our goal is to draw people out here, or more or less, actually, it's not necessarily to draw people here, because the delegates are all going to go downtown, and they're going to be downtown. So our goal is to go after the spouses, the non-delegates, bring them particularly from the surrounding, let's say, 15 miles, to bring them into Medina County, show them what we have to offer, and highlight, whether it be for meetings, whether it be just for fun, events, even to the point of doing some TV, big screen TVs of the Republican Convention, so that they can be a part of it, but not necessarily, because they can't get into the downtown.
So like a watch party.
A viewing party.
That's it,
sure.
A watch party.
Yeah.
I know that because the Cavaliers are on the front page today of the Medina Gazette, because it had their media day there as well. Let's talk about some of the things else that are going on. When you're promoting Medina County, especially as a visitors bureau, you reach outside of the county. Even though there's some points you try to get the people in the county, hey, you know what's here. You don't have to leave here. There's stuff. But everybody likes to go someplace fresh. What do you do when you're going out to those surrounding areas, even maybe neighboring states, to try to bring people in? What are the things that you focus on?
We focus on going after both the individual traveler and the motor coach tour traveler or group traveler, to bring them in. So we try to bring motor coaches in. Mapleside here in Brunswick is probably one of our largest in this region. the square of Medina with Castle Noel has become a very big attraction. For those of you who don't know, Castle Noel is a Christmas entertainment complex, and it is just a spectacular place. If you get a chance, you've got to come out and see it. It's a lot of fun, a lot of great pieces from Christmas movies, pictures, a little bit of everything.
And Mark Claus.
And Mark Claus.
Who looks a lot like another Claus that we would know as well. But that's it's important, I guess, to have those interesting attractions, unique attractions.
Right? Yes, those attractions are what draw people here. We do a lot of just going out doing drives. We have some drive-it-yourself tours that we have put together in our office, particularly for the individual traveler. So they can go out and they can see different regions. They're tied to, let's say, if it's antique shopping or shopping in itself or historical sites, that kind of thing. So we have those in our office to pass out. And that's what we kind of draw people in. The outlet malls draw lots of people. It's bringing people in with the events that they do there at Lodi Station Outlets. They have the train ride, a little bit of everything. So,
and I'm thinking, too, a key part of that is it's really convenient with I-71 cutting right through the county.
I-71, 271, I-271, oh, yeah. I-76 all come into Medina County. 224, 18, I mean, we have state routes. We have a little bit of everything, so it's very easy access to Medina County.
And your job then is to make them get off those highways and get into the smaller communities and drive those back roads, or 42, which used to be the state throughway as well, to be a part of that.
That is my goal. We do our best. We don't get everybody, but we get a good number.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that maybe you enjoy, because there's so many things that you talk about. What are some of the places that you think are unique that maybe people you might want to spotlight this morning?
Again, here in Brunswick, the Brunswick Historical Society, they have an 1850s farm and outbuildings, farmhouse and outbuildings, and they do different programs, and they have all kinds of things going on throughout the year. And it's just a unique attraction to see what a farm was like in the 1850s. Just over the line in Hinckley, Hillside Orchard is another one of those fun places to come to in the fall. You can pick your own apples. They have all kinds of fresh vegetables, fresh donuts, which are really good, pies, all those good things.
Well, you have to provide not only sort of educational things, but it's a lot of times food. If I think about when I go with my wife out someplace, there's usually some food place we want to stop.
Well, there's always food places. And Medina County has right. A lot of great food places.
But you try to find unique places that are something that you can take that's different. And be a part of that. You mentioned when we talked about bringing people in, Visitors Bureau and that, what kind of a hotel space? Is there growth in that area here going on?
Yes, there actually is several new hotels going in. They're talking of one possibly coming in here at the town center in Brunswick. We have two that are already under construction down in Medina at 18 and 71. So those are, there's three possible new hotels. Well, three potential new hotels all coming online in the next year, which will also be beneficial for the RNC convention.
Would this be, is this the town center?
Town center is more or less, it's on 303, but a little bit east of us,
okay,
where the Giant Eagle and the different shops in there are.
So a lot going on around here in the county. We appreciate you stopping in to share some of the neat things that are taking place. And we spent last summer, we spent some time on the square in Medina to sort of see the historical aspect of it. So you have different areas for people to see and to really enjoy. And we appreciate you coming in. If people want to find out more or get the latest on what's happening for the fall, where's a good place for them to get details on?
They can either stop at our office at 32 Public Square in Medina or www.visitmedinacounty.com and see everything online. And thank you very much for having me here this morning.
Appreciate you coming in. It's always great to see some things that are taking place in different counties as well. Dan Hostetler with Medina County Convention and Visitors Bureau joining us this morning.